to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Two things were very, very, very delightful today. First, I did a hike, 9 miles, nothing out of the ordinary, and went to the store, got my bananas, got my cheese, and the next stop was to go get a couple of bottles of wine. I get 2 bottles of wine every week. Just before I got to the store, for the second time, I met Alex. He's a teenage guy, and we talked for probably an hour, and that was delightful. To have that kind of relationship, to be able to challenge and encourage him, it was delightful. We did not hit theology, we hit biology today, but it was wonderful. It was wonderful, and it was encouraging, and I sure wish I could do that with my own kids. But something else happened today that was I already wrote the email. It's not a world-changing event, but it meant something to me. On the Greenway, there's a place where there are the pull-up bars. And I've tried. I figured, I don't think I've ever done one. And I got really close. I had one that was semi-official, you know, in the sense that I got my chin up to the bar. Today, I got my chin over the bar for the first time. I mean, I had my chin on top of the bar, and I downloaded a video of one guy because I wanted to see form and see if I could get some insight. This guy was ridiculous. I mean, he carried a 20, 30, 50-pound weight or whatever on his legs in order to make it harder for him. I mean, his arms were just phenomenal. I'm pathetic. So, but this pathetic guy, even though wearing boots and even though it was not nice clean, you know, I didn't simply pull up with my arms. There was a little bit of a kick with my legs. So, you know, I wouldn't call it an Olympic event. But for me, to get my chin above the bar meant something to me. It's silly, I know. But you know, these are the things that that bring me a little bit of delight. So today I did it. I don't know if I did, you know, because I was in junior high. It was a requirement every week to do pull-ups, and I don't know if I ever did them. It was pathetic back then, but I did them now. Dorothy Jane, your macho man, loves you and wants you back.